Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity boys basketball game. We are at Tipton High School. We'll mention tonight's ball game, Class 2A, Sectional 39, Championship Contest. Tonight's game features the Madison Grant Argyles and the Tipton Blue Devils. We thank you for tuning in to PutMeInSports.com. I'll also mention a couple of other radio stations broadcasting this ball game. We'll mention it's 8:60 a.m. out of Marion, Indiana, and also WIOU 1350 a.m. along with PutMeInSports.com. We thank you for listening. They're shooting around the horn right now. They're taking some shots at their leisure. Madison Grant going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard. They're wearing the dark uniforms. Tipton going to be the home team. They're wearing the white uniforms. A little over 10 minutes left here in the pregame. We'll mention covering this game tonight. I can see her right there. That's Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman having a conversation right here with the former Blue Devil player. And we'll mention that you can actually access the Tipton Tribune. That's Michelle Garman. You can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook. And on Twitter, it's @Michelle_Garman. That's @Michelle, two L's, _GARMON. For updates on area games and matches, we're thankful broadcasting this game is being made possible by Indiana Express Rentals. They're in Noblesville, Indiana. We'll mention Lisa Stokes there. Century 21, she's been a sponsor of Put Me In Sports for all 13 years. We are thankful for Lisa Stokes there. Along with Fritz Auto Sales and Service, another 13-year sponsor. We are thankful for Fritz in Fishers and Noblesville. Also bringing this game to you is Blue Devil Boilermaker. Blue Devil Boilermaker, he's a local guy right here. You prefer I didn't mention his name. He's a big-time basketball fan. And my dad tells me that his dad just as big a fan as anybody. We'll also mention this game being brought to you by Target Sports. Target Sports, that's in Sheridan, Indiana. Larson and Sons Target Sports. And also the Choo Choo Cafe. Choo Choo Cafe right there in Atlanta, Indiana. If you didn't stop by today, stop by tomorrow. Pick yourself up a hot breakfast right there on Main Street. I believe it's 185 right there on Main Street. We'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll let you know the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Madison Grant Argyles. They're Class 2A, Sectional 39. They're playing right here at Tipton High School. Last night's win for the Argyles, it went two overtimes. They defeated the Eastbrook Panthers, earned their way right here, punched a ticket for tonight versus the Blue Devils. We'll mention the principal at Madison Grant High School is Scott Ritchie. The athletic director is Ryan Klobich. The athletic secretary is Tarina Foley. Madison Grant High School is located at 11700 Southeast 00 West. They're in Fairmount, Indiana, 46928. You can dial them by telephone at 765-536-0032. You can reach them on the web at mgathletics.com. And we'll also mention on Twitter, it's @MadisonGrantUSC. They wear the colors black and gold along with the color white. Central Indiana Conference, there are 8 teams in the Central Indiana Conference. We'll mention the order of finish, 2021-22. At the top, it was Oak Hill. Oak Hill went unbeaten in the conference. They finished 7-0. Followed up by Franklin, 6-1. Third place was Memphis Centerwall, 5-2. Followed up by number 4, Madison Grant. They're currently 14-10. Number 5 position is Blackford. Number 6, Eastbrook. Number 7, Alexandria. Number 8 is Elwood. And that wraps up the 8 teams in the Central Indiana Conference. We'll remind you, Madison Grant walks in here tonight. They have 14 wins, 10 losses. They finished 4-3 in the Central Indiana Conference. A per-game average, I get this off of johnherald.net. That is one of the most beautiful web pages. I tell you what, you check out that website, and I mean, there's a lot of things to look at. johnherald.net. We'll mention Madison Grant averaging per game offensively 61.3. Defensively, they give up 54.3 points per game. The head coach for Madison Grant is Josh Hendrickson. Josh Hendrickson, 14-10 right now in his first year with Madison Grant. Overall, he's a third-year varsity head basketball coach. His overall record, 42 wins, 30 losses. And we'll remind you, tonight's winner will advance to next week's regional round. That regional round, it'll take place at LaPel for the two teams. One of the two teams here tonight, they'll travel next Saturday. You'll have to check the listings. We'll find out what time the game will start. We'll talk a little bit about the home team on the scoreboard. That's the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, Jim Capacity right here. A great place to host. A sectional, 3,050. And we'll mention their Class 2A, Sectional 39. There are 6 in their sectional. We know that. And this is sectional taking place here at Tipton High School. Last night's win defeating the Sheridan Blackhawks. We'll mention the principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernum. And the athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street. That's in Tipton, Indiana, 46072. On the telephone, you can reach them by dialing 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They do have an East, they do have a West. They play a crossover game near the end of the season for final placement. And the placement for 2021-22, order of finish is like this. Western. The Western Panthers, they finished at number 1 of the 10. Second place, Lafayette Central Catholic. Third place, the Tipton Blue Devils. Fourth place, Twin Lakes Indians. Fifth place, Hamilton Heights Huskies. Sixth position is Benton Central. They're the Bison. Seventh position, Northwestern Tigers. Number 8 position is Rensselaer Central Bombers. Number 9, Lewis Cass Kings. And number 10, West Lafayette Red Devils. We'll let you know a little bit about the Hoosier Conference semifinal rounds that happened last night. Last night, Friday the 4th, we'll mention 6 games happened last night at McConaughey. Benton Central, 53. Northwestern, 36. At Newcastle, Jay County, 55. Hamilton Heights, 46. At Winnemac High School, Lewis Cass, 63. North Newton, 33. At Winnemac High School, the Nightcaps, Rensselaer Central, 57. Winnemac, 40. At Tipton High School last night, Tipton, 79. Sheridan, 41. And at Attica High School last night, Central Catholic Knights, 55, Covington, 30. Tonight in the Hoosier Conference, sectional championship games, here on the 5th day of March, a Saturday night, there are 4 games involving 5 Hoosier Conference teams. At McConaughey, 15-10, that's Benton Central, going against 19-2, Peru. These are all 7:30 starts. At Winnemac, 13 and 11. That's Lewis Cass going against Rensselaer Central. They're 11 and 12. At Tipton High School, 14 and 10, Madison Grant. They're going against Tipton, 16 and 6. The final game listed here for the sectional championship at the Hoosier Conference at Attica High School. It's 9 and 15, North Vermilion, going against 16 and 9, Central Catholic Knights. We'll talk about the Central Indiana Conference. Last night, Friday, March the 4th, semifinal rounds last night, there were two games. We're looking at Norwell, it was Oak Hill, 48, Belmont, 42. At Tipton High School last night, Madison Grant, 67, Eastbrook, 61, double overtime. Tonight, happening in the Central Indiana Conference, sectional championship tonight, here on Saturday, March the 5th, two games involving two Central Indiana Conference teams. At Norwell High School, 21 and 4, Norwell going to go against 18 and 5, Oak Hill. I've seen Oak Hill, they're a good ball team. That will be a good ball game. At Tipton High School tonight, 14 and 10, Madison Grant. We'll do battle right here with the Tipton Blue Devils at 16 and 6. They're getting excited right now. The clock's going to empty out. 18 seconds left. Free game. Both teams in a respective huddle. I have been let know that after the ball game, both coaches signed enough to spend some words. We'll let them talk twice or three times as much as me, because it's more interesting to listen to them. That's going to be head coach for Tipton, Cliff Hawkins, head coach for Madison Grant, Josh Hendrickson. We're going to set this down. Our national anthem is going to be performed by a student, saxophone. We'll take this, set this down. Well done, saxophone. Kenny G has nothing on him. Well done. So we'll mention the starting lineups right now. I don't want to get behind it. We'll talk about the non-starters first for Madison Grant. Madison Grant non-starters. Number 5, Clayton Hull. Number 14, Xavier Deggy. Number 22, Antonio Blackwell. Number 23, Patrick Deckard. Number 15, Andy Stanley. Number 30, Jalen Taylor. Number 33, Gavin Searich. And number 40, Maverick Miller. The starting lineup for the Madison Grant Argyles. Wearing number 3, 6 foot junior, averaging 10.6 points per game, it's Peyton Sutherland. Wearing number 4, 5'11 sophomore, averaging 5.9 points per game, that's Keegan Deggy. Number 10, 5'8", junior, averaging 16.2, Jay Powell. Living at the Shell, 6'2" senior, averaging 12.4 a game, except Luger. And number 20, 5'10" senior, 6'2" Chad Harvin. Head coach is Josh Hendrickson. Now the non-starter for Tipton. Number 2, Maverick Conway. Number 4, Gavin Hare. Number 5, Clark Rodeball. Number 12, Landon Spidell. Number 15, Sam Quigley. Number 20, Connor Hassong. Number 23, Aiden Cole. Number 24, Oliver Conaway. Number 32, Sam Humrichhaus. And now the starters for Tipton. Number 3, the 6'4 freshman, where he averages 9.7 a game. That's Brady Carpenter. Number 11, 6-foot sophomore. He averages 17.1 a game. That's Nolan Swan. Number 21, 6'4" senior, averaging 19.3 a game. That's Nate Powell. Number 22, 5'11 sophomore, averaging 7.9 per game. Jackson Money. And winding out the lineup, number 33, 6'8" senior, averaging 3.9 a game. That's Sam Ridgway. Gonna knuckle it up right there. We'll mention Sam Ridgway gonna jump it up for Tipton. 6'8" senior, jumping it up for Madison Grant. Number 12, Seth Luger, 6'2" senior. Toss is good. Tip to the backcourt. Tipton on the first possession. Now moving down on the block. Nate Powell off the glass, 2-point bucket. 2-0 contest. 10 seconds into the ballgame, 2-0 Tipton. Out top of the basketball, they're moving around the perimeter. Out top of the left side, number 12, Seth Luger. Gonna be a shot. Shot off the mark there, 3-point land, Jay Powell. Gonna be picked up by Tipton to go back the other direction. Shot outside the arc, 3-point shot good. Jackson Money for 3. 5-0 contest. Out top, the move right side, move back left. Out top of the basketball, Jay Powell. The move left, touches the hands of Peyton Sutherfield. Now back out point guard, Jay Powell. Out top, just left to center, touches the hands of Seth Luger. Out top, on the dribble, good dribble in, Peyton Sutherland. To give up the basketball, number 4, Keegan Yeagy. He'll pass it left side, and they're looking for a good shot there in the center circle model. He sets the offense. Outside the arc, that's number 20, Chad Harbert. Going to drive baseline. Going to be cut off right there by Nolan Swan. Going to pass it to the corner. They go left elbow extend, 3-point shot, good and go. Shot taken by number 3, Peyton Sutherland. Madison Grand rebounds the basketball. They'll reset for another chance at the hoop. 5-0 contest, 6:34 left. First quarter, we're at Tipton High School. Championship ballgame. Class 2A, sectional 39. Winner will go to LaPel next weekend to play the regional. Going to be a foul called. He gets a shot away. We have a bump foul. We're going to have to go with the continuous. Pretty close to the NBA continuous on that play. They're going to give him one shot. So he gets credit for 2. It's 5-2, 6:21. For a shot, only shot, he'll get it. 3-point play for number 4, Keegan Yeagy. They'll bring it to the sideline. Grady Carpenter, walk pattern. They'll work it right side. They'll get it to Nolan Swan behind the arc. Ball 3, picked back up by Nolan. Guarding him close right there is Jay Powell. Outside the arc, Grady Carpenter. They'll cross over. Free throw line. They kick it back out behind the arc to Nolan. They'll drive baseline. Reverse layup, wouldn't go. Rebound Madison Grant, number 20, Chad Harbert. To the front court, they go off the glass, got the bucket. Gonna be a foul called. Blue Devils gonna put him at the line. Another opportunity for a 3-point play. A different player at the stripe. Number 12, Seth Luger, gets the bucket. A 6'2" senior. Aiden Cole gonna enter the ball game. Sam Ridgway gonna set down with his second foul here early in the first quarter. 5-5 ball game, and now 6-5, Madison Grant goes on top. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Brady Carpenter, going to dribble it across the sideline. Across the center circle, going to pick him up in the half court, is number 4, Keegan Yeagy. Behind the arc, Jackson Money. To kick it outside, out top, Nolan Swan, and back way down, get it back to Aiden Cole. They'll bring the ball back around as they move the defense around. Going left side, off the rim, rim to rim. Wouldn't fall. Say, well, that was Jackson money. You thought that was down. It fell out of there, back the other direction. 6-5 ball game. Madison Grand Argyle's in front. 5:15 left. We're in the first quarter. Going to reach out the offense out top, calling out the play. Number 10, Jake Howell. He'll take off now, taking the point. It's Keegan Yeagy. They'll work it back to Howell. They'll work it left side. Going to drive baseline, kick it back out. Outside the arc. He'll dribble in the paint. Shot on the way, got it. 2-point bucket good for number 4, Keegan Yeagy. Yeagy for 2. It's an 8-5 contest. Madison Grant in front. They'll bounce it behind the arc, left side, Jackson Money. Pick up these dribbles. They're working outside center circle. On the dribble, Nolan Swan. They kick it back out. Aiden Cole, 3-point shot, rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, secured by Madison Grant. They'll cross the timeline. In the front court, number 3, Peyton Sutherland. Sutherland on the dribble. Outside the arc, picking him up quickly is Nolan Swan. He'll push it back outside to reset the offense. On the dribble, number 10, Jay Powell. Guarding him loosely is Grady Carpenter. Back to Howell. He'll move it left side. Right elbow extended. A kick in Yeagy. He'll work the ball back around. Ball's in the hands. Just outside the arc. Number 4, Keegan Yeagy. Now back outside to reset the offense. Number 10, Jay Powell. The movement right side, Peyton Sutherland. They'll take a shot. 3-point land. Ready to go. Madison Grant gets another offensive board. They'll kick it to the baseline. Shot's good. About a 14 footer. Credit the bucket. Number 20, Chad Harbor. 10-5 contest. Madison Grant by 5. 3:33 left. We're in the first quarter. Shifting in the front court. Outside of the basketball, Aiden Cole. They'll move it left side. Noah Swan trying to get it into Nate Powell. In the passing lane right there, getting a steal with number 12, Seth Luger. Back the other direction, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Madison Grant, number 10, Jay Powell. Back the other direction in a hurry. Blue Devils, go work it down low to Nate Powell. They go off the glass, they'll get fouled. They'll shoot a couple. They're trying to get it down to Nate Powell. And you just know, Josh Hendrickson has prepared for that entry pass for Nate Powell. They're making it difficult for Nate to get the basketball. He's going to go to the foul stripe right now. He'll shoot twice. Nate Powell in the season shooting 54%. He gets the first one. 10-6. 3:07 left. First quarter. Nate Powell going to get one more. He'll eye it. He'll fly it. He got the rim out. Wouldn't go. Tear him off the rim. He gets the front end. 10-6 contest. 3 minutes left. We're in the first quarter. We're going to behind the arc. We're going to down low. How are you playing? Wouldn't go. That was to number 12, Seth Luger. Wouldn't go back the other direction. Blue Devils. Off the glass. Not going to go. That was Grady Carpenter. Left-handed. Just outside the paint. One-handed off the glass. Wouldn't go for Grady. In the front court with the basketball, Madison Grant. Spin move. He go left-handed off the glass. Got the bucket. Number 12, Seth Luger. Seth Luger for 2. Timeout. Madison Grant, 12. Tipped in 6. Going to be a 30-second timeout right here on the surface. And we'll mention, if you want to get the Hamilton County Reporter, you can do so wherever you have internet. We're making nobody cover your team like the team at the Hamilton County Reporter. Hall of Fame sports editor Richie Hall makes sure every school in Hamilton County gets the coverage they deserve. Read the reporter online at readthereporter.com and to subscribe is $12 a year. Go to readthereporter.com/subscribe. We're going to inbound the basketball. Blue Devils going to bring it 84 feet. Nolan Swan brings it in. Grady Carpenter gets it back to Nolan. Nolan's going to dribble to the timeline. Going to get picked up at half court by Ken Chase Powell. Then move the right side to 84. We get it down low. Nate Powell, turnaround jumper, got the bucket. Nate Powell for 2. He acknowledges a good pass. 12-8 contest. 2:10 left. We're in the first quarter. Simpson High School. Sectional final game. We're getting around the perimeter. Madison Grant, out top of the dribble in. Take a shot off the glass, got the bucket. That's number 20, Chad Harper. Chad Harbour averaging 6.2 a game. He goes right side off the glass, underhanded scoop shot. So we're getting into front court. Blue Devils. Elbow left side. Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in. 6'4" Grady, a freshman. Long shot out top. Rims off when he go. Nolan Swan. Then it's all a traveling violation. Rebound secured by Madison Grant. Peyton Sutherland lost his footing. Looks like he might have kept that dribble alive, but they're going to call travel. Could be inbound. Left of the bucket. They're going to go, alley-oop play. Jackson Money. Couldn't get the shot. Hit play wouldn't go for Nate Powell. Going to be a foul call. Going to be a push out of bounds. Going to be called on Gibson. I believe Nolan Swan going to pick up the personal. 14-8. 1:32 on the game clock. Could be brought in from the backcourt. Madison Grant Argyle. Tossed in number 4, Keegan Yeagy. 14-8. Madison Grant by 6. Out top of the basketball. He's got the triple threat available. He'll use it. He'll dribble left. Jay Powell. They'll move it to the corner. Right corner baseline. They'll give it up on the dribble. Again, that was Powell. Going to be a foul whistle. A couple of guys hit the deck. One of them took the feet right out from under the other one. I'm kind of shielded right here. Cheer block. Shifted Blue Devils. All standing right in front of me. They got excitement for sure. So they're going to inbound the basketball. They're going to whistle that foul on Madison Grant, number 10, Jake Powell. He's got one. Blue Devils with 3,000 cumulative here in the first quarter. 2 thus far for Madison Grant. 1 minute left. First quarter. Blue Devils in the front court. On the dribble out top. Jackson Money. He'll dish off Aiden Cole. Free throw line, bring it back to the left elbow. He'll dish off to Nolan Swan. Jumps out the baseline, wouldn't go, rebound. We're going to call foul. We're going to call foul on Nate Powell. We're going to say he was over the back. Look at the push they're calling. And Nate Powell's just going to walk back to the other end. One of the other officials having a conversation, just giving him an explanation. That's all he wanted. He might have got that without even asking. 14-8. 32 seconds left. Madison Grant in the front court. Number 3, Peyton Sutherland. We're going to do the corner. Here go baseline now. Chad Harbour back out top. Touching the basketball briefly. Keegan Yeary. Keegan working back around. It would be a traveling violation. Peyton Sutherland didn't get the ball on the surface quite quick enough to earn that first step. 28.7 left here in the first quarter. 14-8. Madison Grant is front. Tipton's going to have an opportunity here for a last shot possibility. Unless they're open for a layup. Going to cross the timeline right here. Grady Carpenter. Over to the left side. Now Britt Conaway in the ballgame. They're getting down low. Nate Powell. All alone. He'll take off to Jackson Money. Jackson Money is money from the right side of the basket right there. Back the other direction. 5 seconds left. 4. Gonna dribble in. Gonna be a foul call. Shot would go. They're gonna whistle this on Nate Powell. A little bit of a reach here. Not much. But they're calling it tight. This is the sectional championship. 14-10. Madison Grant by 4. 2.1 seconds left on the game clock. 2 shots gonna be awarded to number 20, Chad Harbour. First shot up and good. Harbert on the season, 68%. He's now 22 for 32 on the season. That last foul, number 2 on Nate Powell. Second shot goes in. 2.1 left, they'll get into Grady Carpenter. Tipped away, there's really no shot. No shot to buzzer to try to get it off. Right there was a steal by Madison Grant. Nate Powell tossed it up behind the buzzer. We'll go to a first quarter break. At the end of 1, Madison Grant, 16, Tipton, 10. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by ScriptsandFishers.com since 1983. They've got great cars, great prices, and great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. One is Scripps and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana, 46038. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. You can explore their quality used car inventory at FritzandFishers.com. You can visit them online or on site, FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Both can be brought in. Alternate possession arrow gives it to Madison Grant. Crossing it to the backcourt slightly. Crossing the timeline now is number 10, Jay Powell. They get the ball back in a hurry. Work it right side behind the RT and Yeji. We're going to back left side once again. Peyton Sutherland. Playing chest back and forth. Little triangle out top. They'll work it right side. He's open. Not going to take the shot. He'll work it down inside in the paint. Touching the basketball. Steph Luger. Behind the arc right there. Right elbow extended. They get back to Luger. They're going to go to the corner with it. They'll get it back out. Touch the hands of Sutherland. Sutherland's open. From right elbow extended. 3-point shot good for Sutherland. 19-10. 7:16 left. We're in the second quarter. Tipton and Madison Grant playing for the regional next weekend. They'll play at LaPel. Working it out top, Matthew Conway. Works the right side off the handle. No Swan. Going to be a steal. Matthew Grant chase foul. He'll dish off. Going to be a foul call. Going up with a shot. Left side of the bucket right there outside the paint. Here goes the foul strike. That's number 12, Seth Luger. They're going to whistle this foul on Nolan Swan. He's got two in the ballgame. That's six accumulative here in the first half. So next shot, or next foul, Thomas foul for Tipton. Going to put Madison Grant at the strike with the bonus. First shot good. He's going to get a second one. Second shot also good. Seth Luger and Madison Grant shooting good free throws here in the first half. 21-10. 6:50 on the game clock. In the front court, Blue Devils. Nolan Swan, a big staff top. Jackson Money works the right side in front of the Madison Grant bench. Grady Carpenter. They go to the corner. Maverick Conway for three. Wouldn't go. Fighting down the board. Get the board. Nate Powell. Another chance in the front court. They'll work it down low. They'll get into Powell. Inside out play. Nolan Swan. They'll take a 14-footer in the paint. Got it. Nolan Swan for two. 21-12. Madison Grant. In front, 6:20 left here in the second quarter. Working it around the perimeter. At top, long, 3-point shot on the way off the glass. Wouldn't get that shot taken by number 10, Jake Powell. Back the other direction, Maverick Conaway. He's open. Madison Grant did not get back on defense. Maverick Conaway off the glass, layup left side. 21-14, 7-point advantage for Madison Grant Argyle. 5:52 left. They're working around the perimeter. They're working out top again. The movement left side. Touches the hands of Sutherland. The movement right side. Keegan Yeji. Out top of the basketball. Jake Powell. They go to Yeji again. Thought about a shot. They're working. Number 12. They go down. A lot of folks thought it might have been a traveling violation. No call. Got to go. Rebound. Put it back up. That was Luger. Couldn't get either one. Back the other direction. They find Nate Powell in the paint. They go off the glass, 2-point bucket. Touch the lead to 5. 21-16. 5:17 on the game clock. Second quarter. At top of the basketball, touches the hands of Jay Powell. Moves it left side back to Jay. Then move it right side to Yeji. The little elbow left side, touches the hands briefly as Luger. At top of the basketball, Mike got away with no. Going to dribble in just outside the paint. Shot and wouldn't go. Jay Powell rebound, Nate Powell. Cross-court skip pass, going to get it to Nolan Swan and get it back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to go down low, and Nate Powell is all alone. They go off the glass, left side. 2-point bucket, it's going to be a timeout call. 60-second timeout, going to be called by Madison Grant. Coach Josh Hendrickson. 4:43 left, second quarter. 3-point ball game. Madison Grant in front, 21-18. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils football and basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton County system. Will mention, he then went north to Lafayette, Indiana. Yeah, Lafayette, Purdue got the win today over IU by 2 to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. And as we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2021-22 Tipton Blue Devils. Call brought to the center court line, Alden Hand, Madison Grant. They work at right side on the dribble there, Keegan Yeagy. We're working left side out top of the basketball, touching the hands of Chad Harvard. Additional point guard, Yeagy. Out top, once again, the movement left and right, even making those Blue Devils move their feet, trying to get them worn out. Find a hole in the atmosphere right there. Porus, looking for that Porus situation. I said Porus, P-O-R-U-S. So they're working back around out top. Working to left and right. Maverick Conaway, Jackson Money, moving their feet with this zone, 2-3 zone, Blue Devils have dropped into. They're working around the perimeter, touching the hands briefly. Peyton Sutherland, works to the left side, number 20, Chad Harvard. 3:49 on the game clock. You're working down low. You're going to call foul. Two Blue Devils going to reach down, pulling back up off the surface. Pretty good sportsmanship. Nolan Swan checks on him. Make sure he's okay. He says he's okay. Sportsmanship all around. Yes, sportsmanship has a face. It's right there in the mirror. So at the free throw line, Peyton Sutherland, going to shoot. First shot good. A foul whistle on number 2, Maverick Conaway. He's got one. Substitution in the ballgame. It'll check in right there. Well, Mickey coming in the ballgame is Jalen Taylor. Jalen Taylor. He wears number 30. He's 6'4". He's a senior. He averages 4.1 a game. He's in the ballgame now. He's on the lane. Second shot good. Two at the stripe for Peyton Sutherland, and Madison Grant continues to hit their free throw. 3:47 on the game clock. 23-18. Jackson Money going to take a breather. Sam Ridgway back in. He got a quick 2 fouls in the first 2.5 minutes. He's in the ballgame again. 6'8" Sam Ridgway. He's on the assignment to guard the newcomer right there in the ballgame, Jalen Taylor. Ball goes out of bounds, going to be brought back the other direction. Tipton lost the handle in the front court, giving it back to Madison Grant. They'll bring it from the back court. Give some instructions right there from Josh Hendrickson, head coach, working right here, number 10, Jay Powell. We'll work the right side back out top, Jay Powell. Movement left side, struggling. Back to Howley, movement right side to Yeagy. They're working into the elbow left side. He only drops the basketball in the ballgame here at 22. Antonio Blackwell, 3-point shot, good for Madison Grant. Grabs the bucket, Keegan Yeagy, makes it a 26-18 ball game. 3 minutes left. Yeah, low on the block, off the backboard and in. Nate Powell for 2. He got fouled. He'll shoot one more. 26-20. Clock stops even at 3 minutes. Second quarter. Going to whistle that foul on 22. Antonio Blackwell, he's got 1. Team foul number 3. Shot on the way, got it. Nate Powell got the 3-point play. Back in the ballgame, Jackson Money. Taking a breather, Maverick Conaway. Going to bring it from the backcourt. 26-21. On the dribble to the front court, number 10, Jay Powell from Madison Grant. They're working right side. Yeagy. That's Keegan Yeagy. He'll work it back around. Touch the hands of Sutherland. Back to Yeagy. Now back out top. They move the basketball. Jay Powell. They're working inside. Inside out play. Thought about a traveling violation. No call. Might have not got that ball down quick enough to earn that step. But no whistle. Bounce pass outside the arc. Touches the hands of Sutherland. Powell. Get it back to Sutherland. Sutherland trying to penetrate it. Get down on the baseline. To get it back out, that was Jalen Taylor. They'll work it just outside the paint. He'll dribble in. kick it back out, going to drive baseline, kick it back out just beyond the elbow, touches the hands briefly of Antonio Blackwell. Blue Devils not giving up the defense. Pretty swift pass. That was a quick pass right there. Pretty from point blank range, that was a hard pass to handle. Goes out of bounds. Going to give it back to Gibson. So in the ball game, two Madison Grant Argyles. They are starters, original starters, back in the game, number 12, Seth Luger, and number 20, Chad Harbert. Grady Carpenter caught from the timeline. Bounce pass, right side behind the arm, Jackson Lane. He's being guarded by Peyton Sutherland. Back out top against the Nolan Swan. Going to be a bump foul. Bump foul right there. Nolan Swan knows how to draw the foul. He hit it right there, and the foul is going to be whistled on Madison Grant. That's going to be whistled on number 10. He's got two. That's Jay Powell, the point guard. 1:52 left. We're in the second quarter. Blue Devils with the possession in the front court. From the free throw line, they get it back to Nolan Swan, Jackson Money. Back outside, Brady Carpenter. They'll work it down low. Get it to Nate Powell, who'll dribble. He'll do his work right there outside the paint. Kick it back out. Free throw. One good for Jackson Money. Rebound is good. And Nate Powell gets two, and he gets fouled once again. Nate Powell, 6'4". He's back to strike right now. Senior athlete. Also in the game, another senior, Aiden Cole. Gave him the congratulations after that two-point shot. Shot on the way. Nate Powell rims around and falls in. 26-24. Madison Grant by two. 1.5 minutes left. 90 seconds left here in the first half. In the front court, Madison Grant on the dribble. Jay Powell. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Would go for Sutherland. Rebound, Nate Powell. He'll finish off a goal. He gets the ball to Grady Carpenter across the timeline. On the dribble out top, he'll work it right side. He'll work it back to Aiden Cole. He'll take the three. Just off the mark, wouldn't go. Rebound Sutherland for Madison Grant across the timeline. He'll work it left side on the dribble. Seth Luger going to take a floater from the baseline. Pretty shot. One-handed floater. Just behind the backboard. Well done. 28-24. 50 seconds left. In the front court, Grady Carpenter. On the dribble. He can work on the left side, well behind the arc. Guarding him right there is Jaggy. He'll work it down low to Nate Powell, who gets a bucket off the glass in the paint, right side. Good pass from Grady Carpenter. 30 seconds left. 28-26. Blue Devils trail by two. In the front court, Jackson Money is going to guard, closely guarded right there. That's number 10, Jay Powell. He'll pass it right side, cross court, skip pass. Touching the hands briefly of Sutherland. Now back out to Jay Powell. Just say Jay Powell. They'll work it through the corner. They'll work it back out. 6 seconds left. From the corner, he'll shoot. 3-4 shots. We go. Blue Devil's going to take a shot at the buzzer. Right on line. Jackson Money. Mid-quarter score. Not a bad shot. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score. Madison Grant. 28. Tipton, 26. 10-minute intermission. We're going to hear Sweet Caroline right here. And that's always a good song. Cheerleaders like that song. Easy to get the crowd interested right there in that song. So we're making this game is also in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals, South Edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturday they're open 8 a.m. to 11 A.M., they have Penske truck rentals. And when you say Penske, you said a lot, and we're very thankful for Mr. Roger Penske allowing the Indianapolis Motor Speedway to keep on trucking with the cars out there. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Larson and Sons. That's Larson and Sons, Target Sports. Target Sports located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by telephone at 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook. You can go to Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson, A-N-G, Sons Target Sports. Ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's a prerequisite. Safe practice shooting at that gun range. They'll help you out. That's Target Sports. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. Down on 31. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now you can check out Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli is located right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Hours of operation for Reynolds Farm Equipment are Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 to noon, they are closed on Sunday. Titus Bakery and Deli, they are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 p.m. And on Saturday, they're also open at 7. They close at noon. You can join them for a breakfast and or a lunch. You can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment in Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. We're going to mention a little bit about this, what's going on in this tournament. We're going to let you know about the four teams that will come out, and they'll play in the LaPel Regional. We'll mention the championship games happening tonight. If I'm not mistaken, Class 2A Sectional 40 will be the opponent of Sectional 2A Sectional 39. We'll mention tonight battling at Alexandria, the Alexandria Sectional, that's Sectional 40. 13 and 11, LaPel going at it with Monroe Central. Monroe Central 23 and 0. Monroe Central, if I'm not mistaken, they're also at number 18 in all classes polls. That's of all the classes put together. Monroe Central, they are at number 18, I think, in the Associated Press. Might be the coach's poll. But Monroe Central having a tremendous season. So LaPel and Monroe Central doing battle here. They start at 7:30 also. Here at the Chipton Sectional, we notice Madison Grant at 14 and 10. They have a halftime lead on the Blue Devils right now, 28-26. 4:35 left here in the intermission. And we'll remind you, the Chipton and Madison Grant going at it right here, trying to make their way to LaPel next Saturday. And we'll talk about the bottom of the bracket. We'll talk Sectional 38 and 37. Sectional 38 is taking place at Western Boone High School. In that sectional championship game, Rockville, they're 13 and 10. They're going against Carroll. Carroll, the home team, they are 21 and 1. Carroll Cougars having a very fine season also. And in sectional 37, Class 2A, at Winamax, It's at Winnemac High School. Lewis Cass. Lewis Cass is East Division of the Hoosier Conference. They're 13-11. They're going against Rensselaer Central Bombers. Rensselaer Central Bombers, the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. So that's a Hoosier Conference matchup. That's at Rensselaer Central. I think there's a time change there. They start at 6:30. So those are the four sites trying to pick out a winner right there of those four teams that come out of those different sectionals. They will play next Saturday. They'll play at LaPel. And just to let you know, the regional sites next week on Saturday, March the 12th, it'll cost $8 to get in as a single pass. If you pay $10, you can stay all day, come back, probably get a ticket to come back. If you pay the original $10, then you enter initially. So we're making them the sites where they're going to happen regional competitions. The North Judson will host. That'll be out of the going to that North Judson regional. It'll come out of sectionals 33, 34, 35, 36. That's Whiting, North Judson, Westview, and Bluffton. And LaPel, next Saturday, the Cedar sectionals will come out of sectional 37, 38, 39, and 40. That's Winnemac Community, Western Boone, Tipton, and Alexandria Monroe. And the regional there at Greenfield Central, that's where it'll be, Greenfield Central. That'll come out of sectional 41, 42, 43, and 44. It'll be Hagerstown in the 41. Park Tudor sectional for 42. South Putnam 43 and South Ripley sectional 44. The final location for the regional site for Class 2A will be at South Ridge High School. South Ridge High School will host sectional 45 winner, 46 winner, 47 winner, and 48 winner. We're missing sectional 45. That's out of Southwestern. That's in Hanover. That's where the sectional takes place. Sectional 45. Sectional 46. That's at Tell City. Tell City hosting that sectional. North Knox hosting sectional 47. And sectional 48 being hosted by Southridge. So Southridge is going to play at Southridge for the regional. That's special. We'll let you know if you didn't hear me earlier. Indiana Hoosiers went against the Purdue Boilermakers. Purdue Boilermakers got even with Indiana this afternoon. They got a +2 victory over the Hoosiers at Massey Arena. We'll also mention at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, Indianapolis, Indiana, women's basketball tournament, number 14, Indiana, has defeated number 11, Maryland, Indiana 52, Maryland 51. And next on the agenda, happening, I think, rather quickly, probably going to be IU going against Ohio State. That might have already happened or getting ready to happen. That's girls basketball. College girls basketball. So the clock is ready to run down. 24 seconds left. We're getting ready for second half action. Blue Devils going to make their way out to the playing surface. They're ready to go. They're going to go with the original starters. They're going to go with Jackson Money, Grady Carpenter, Sam Ridgway, Nate Powell, and Nolan Swan. So the top is out. Here comes the Madison Grand Argyle. They're going to go with Seth Luger, also 20, Chad Harbert. Number 4, Tegan Yankee. Number 3, Peyton Sutherland. And also number 10, Jace Powell. Blue Devils going to aim the basketball, alternate possession arrow. In the backcourt, Riley on the dribble, Grady Carpenter. He's going to be picked up at half court by Tegan Yankee. So working around the horn, they get it down low to Nate Powell. Turn around jumper in the paint, got it. A one-handed hook shot in the paint straight away. Nate Powell for 2, ties the ball game. 7:42 left. We're in the third quarter, second half at Tipton High School, sectional 39, class 2A. Out top of the basketball, straight away, Peyton Sutherland. He'll move it right side to pass to Howell. To the corner, three-point shot good. Left corner baseline, Chad Harbert. Harbert for 3, 31-28. Madison Grant by 3.
dribbled to the front court, walked pace right here, Grady Carpenter. They pass it out top, Jackson Money. Money being guarded there by Sutherland. They'll work it down low, Nate Powell. He's at the baseline, he'll dribble now, and he'll work his way in. Turn around, Daniel, keep his feet. And he's got pivots, so he'll go up, get for 2 points. Nate Powell for two in the paint, 31-30. 1 point advantage for Madison Grant. Bring the ball right side, right in front of the Madison Grant bench. They're moving around the perimeter. Out top once again, Peyton Sutherland. They're moving left side to the corner. That's number four, Keegan Yeagy. He'll dribble in. They kick it back out top. 3 points shot on the way. Rims off. Way to go. Shot taken by Peyton Sutherland. Rebound Blue Devils. They'll bring it to the front court in a trot pace. It's Grady Carpenter. They're working left side. Pick up the dribble outside the paint. He'll work down low. On a cut right there, Jackson Money. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Flip back. Wouldn't go. Sam Ridgway. He'll get his own board. And he'll be fouled on the floor, I think. Yeah, they're going to bring it in down. They're going to call it on the floor. Sam Ridgway drawing the foul. Foul's going to be whistled on number 20, Chad Harbert. Chad Harbert picks up number two. That's the first foul here in the second half on either team. So they're going to bring it in right now. Nolan Swan left of the bucket. They're going deep to the front court, Jackson Money. They're working the left side in front of the Blue Devil bench, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble behind the arc. Looking to get inside, to get into Nate Powell. He basically had to save the basketball. He tossed it back in to save it. Difficult pass to handle right there on the baseline. They get it into Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan's in the backcourt. Didn't touch a Madison Grant Argyle. It's going to be an over and back call. So let's give it back to Madison Grant. They'll bring it in right there in front of the scores bench. Touches the hands. Number 10, Jay Powell. They'll bring it left side, Sutherland. Move it back right side to Keegan Yeagy. Right side, he's got the triple threat. He'll pass it to the corner. Touches the hand of Seth Luger briefly. They'll pass it to the opposite corner. Keegan Yeagy, they'll bring it back out top to Howell. Right side, that double extended. Touches the hands of Chad Harbert. They'll move it right side. Straight out top now, Seth Luger. They're moving the ball around. Looking for a shot, he'll dribble in. Going to take a shot and wouldn't do. Shot taken by Sutherland. Rebound Tipton. Grady Carpenter with the basketball. Going to guard him close. They get it down low. Sam Ridgway. They're going to call a traveling violation. They're going to say he slid that foot just a little bit. That pivot foot might have moved just maybe 3 or 4 inches. Might have been a good call. Going to be a 30-second call. 30-second call called by Madison Grant. Let's talk this over. 31-30, Madison Grant. By one. We'll mention that Choo Choo Cafe. Don't forget them. Choo Choo Cafe right there in Atlanta, Indiana. Stop in. Get a hot breakfast. They're open tomorrow for sure. And I might talk to the owner's husband. The owner is Liz. The husband, Stephen. And I'm quite a good family running the Choo Choo Cafe. And that's an understatement. 31-30. 5:17 left. Could be brought in from the backcourt. Could be in down right here at 20. Chad Harbert. Harbert going to toss it in. Jay Powell. The dribble pace. A little bit of a try to slow down and pick it back up in the front court. They're working right side to Sutherland. Back out top to Yeagy. Moving left side to Howell. They're moving back around. Touches the hands briefly. Chad Harbert. They're moving back out Sutherland, just left of center behind the arc. Moving around the perimeter, going to pick a shot. Sutherland away, good. Credit the bucket, Madison Grant Argyle, number four, Keegan Yeagy. Keegan Yeagy shooting 32% behind the three-point strike on the season. 34-30, there's the Lando and Swan. They're going to call an offensive foul. They're going to say Nolan had a bit of an arm bar there, a little push-off. Is what the official showed up with his demonstration. Nolan Swan going to pick up number three in the ballgame. Both teams, second half, have one foul accumulative. 4:40 left here in the third. 34-30, Madison Grant in front. The move on left side, touches the hands of Keegan Yeagy. Back out top to Howell. Back to Yeagy. Yeagy on the dribble, he'll move to the right side to Sutherland. Sutherland will dribble once. Back to Howell.
having Lucy guarded by Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan with three fouls is going to have to play conservatively. So we're going to back outside. Outside the arc, Howell. He gets to the corner. Sets his hands of Yankee back outside to Howell. 3-point shot on the way. Sutherland, short off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound. Nolan Swan has tipped him. They cross the timeline on the dribble. He'll move it left side. Jackson money behind the arc. He'll dribble in. He'll take a shot in the paint. Off the mark, wouldn't go. 3:55 left, still 34-30. Madison Grant by four. Right elbow extended. 3-point shot good. Straight the bucket. Number 20, Chad Harbert. Timeout called. It'll be a 60-second timeout called on the floor. 37-30, Madison Grant in front. 3:47 left. We're in the third quarter. We're also making this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. She has the enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa, listen. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheep Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocation. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Going to inbound the basketball. Blue Devils going to bring it to the front court. Grady Dash, Grady Carpenter on the dribble. 3:40 on the game clock, third quarter. They're working into Nate Powell. Outside, they're taking a shot from the baseline. Jackson Money, about a 12-footer, way to go. Going to be a foul call. Nate Powell came down with the basketball. They're going to call his foul on Madison Grant. Reaching in, Peyton Sutherland. Peyton Sutherland going to pick up his first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number two. Tipped in thus far, second half with one. Shift out of bounds. Bit of a lob chest pass trying to get into Sam Ridgway. It's tipped out of bounds. Good move, good effort right there by 20, Chad Harbert. Tipton will inbound the basketball near the center court. Again inside, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter bounce pass left side behind the arc. Jackson Money trying to get in a bounce pass into Nate down low. He's going to get shot good. Sam Ridgway. Ridgway gets the bucket. Sam shows some excitement right there. They'll go to the strike. He'll try for the three-point play. They're going to whistle a foul on Madison Grant. It's going to be whistle number 20, Chad Harbert. He's got three fouls. Sam Ridgway at the strike. He's going to shoot one. Shot on the way. Got it. Three-point play for Sam Ridgway. Trims the lead to four. 37-33. Madison Grant in front. Outside with the basketball bounce pass. Sutherland. The worker right side behind the arc. Jay Powell back to Sutherland straight away. Picking him up quickly. And Jackson Money. They go right side again with it in the hands of Seth Luger. We're going to right side, moving the basketball. Keegan Yeagy, long pass, other side of the gym floor, on the dribble, Jake Powell. He's going to peer in, he's going to take a shot outside the paint, rims around, falls off. When he'll rebound, Madison Grant, credit the rebound, Chad Harbert. They'll try it again in the front court. 2:40 left, third quarter. 37-33, Madison Grant in front. Outside the arc, they'll look for that shot again. Jay Powell outside, they move it left side. Touches the hands of Yeagy. Back out top to Sutherland. Work to the left side, Chad Harbert. They'll work it back out top again. Jay Powell, the point guard. Playing a 2-3 zone, Blue Devils. 3-point shot, left elbow extended, wouldn't go for Sutherland. Ball's on the floor, coming up with the basketball. Sam Ridgway, he was spotted out, picking up that basketball, get it to a teammate in the front court now. Blue Devils on the drive. Nolan Swan in the paint. Out top of him is the Grady Carpenter. They go baseline and take a floater. He gets fouled. He goes to Wendell. Rimmed around. I thought it was going in, but it didn't. He'll get two shots at the foul stripe. 37-33, 1:51 left here in the third quarter. Going through the stripe, going to shoot two. Grady Carpenter is shooting 68% from the free throw line. He has climbed. His average has climbed. I tell you what. He started out below 50. He is working on his free throws. First shot up, short off the rim. Grady Carpenter is 25 for 38 on the season. He'll get one more. 37-33, 1:51 left. Third quarter, he gets the back end of a two-shot foul. Three-point ball game. 37-34, Madison Grant in front. Blue Devils going to pick up at half court. They pick up Jay Powell out top to get to Sutherland. Back to Jay Powell. Traveling violation. They say he didn't get the ball on the floor quick enough to earn that first half a step. Going to give it back to Tipton. 1:38 left. Third quarter, 37-34. Going to be brought in the backcourt slightly in front of the scores bench by Nolan Swan. Bounce back into Grady. Grady's going to cross the timeline. Right in the dribble, he'll go left side, well behind the arc, Nolan Swan in front of the Blue Devil bench. So we're back in, he lost the handle, lost his feet, ball's going to go loose, picked up by Jay Powell, going the other direction. He'll dish off to Sutherland, trying to get a pass down, going to be a foul call, Blue Devil. Jay Powell was going to pass it to the corner. He's trying to get it to Chad Harbert. He's going to draw the foul right there, and a whistle lift on Jackson Money. Jackson Money has one foul in the ball game. Team foul number two for the Blue Devils. Four thus far, second half, for Madison Grant Argyles. They're going to drive baseline. At Sutherland, took that high step. It wasn't a travel. Outside the arc, three-point shot, ready to go. Shot taken there by Keegan Yeagy. Back the other direction. Nolan Swan, we're going to get Jay Powell. He's gone in light blue. Baseline jumper, shot ready to go. Nolan Swan, about a 15-footer. Rebound, Madison Grant, credit the board, number 20, Chad Harbert. 52 seconds left. 37-34. Outside the arc, 3-point shot good. The credit this shot, I believe, it was number 10, Jay Powell. Jay Powell with the bucket, 3-point land. Takes the lead to 6. 33 seconds left. He's dribbling his way down, he's in the paint, Nate Powell going off his glass. He's going to draw the foul. Nate Powell works it down low. About like that Mark Jackson back in, back in the day when he dribbled him down. Nate Powell, he took the shot, couldn't get it. They're going to strike shoot two. Foul's going to be whistled on Madison Grant, number 12, Jeff Luger. He's got two. Team foul number five. The free throw line, Nate Powell. First shot rims around, falls in. North Rim, a little bit friendly, maybe a little more friendlier than the South End, but it works just the same. 40-35, 29.3 left. Nate Powell's second shot, also good. Cuts the lead to 4, 27 seconds left. Madison Grant going to walk it to the timeline. That's Jay Powell. He's going to pick up, he's going to meet a double team, he'll dribble through it. Sutherland, left side, back to Howell. 15 seconds left. Back to Sutherland, deep in the front court. He's going to work his way to the hoop. He'll go reverse layup. Couldn't get it. Then a rebound bucket is good. Seth Luger with the putback. Going to get a foul. Trying to get the steal. Working to get the steal there. Madison Grant guards Jay Powell. Right about the center court line. Reaching in. Going to commit the foul. He'll pick up number 3 in the ballgame. Sub's going to end in the ballgame right now. Jay Powell going to exit in a hurry. Coach Josh Hendrickson wants to get him out. Get him a little breather. He's got 3 fouls. In the ballgame for him is number 22, Antonio Blackwell. Going to bring it in. To the backcourt, Nolan Swan. 4 seconds. Going to have to make a hurry. He's going to take a long shot. Let's take a jump shot. The buzzer, where'd he go? 42-36. Madison Grant by 6 after 3. And Will Mitchell, this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage. vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering, signed production since 1985. Can be sent at 317-984-3765 or by cell phone or text message, 317-946-2424. A lot of things going on right here tonight. We'll talk about those Indiana Pacers. We'll remind you the Indiana Pacers last night. They were at Detroit. Detroit got the win 111-106. In the East Division, the Pacers, I should say East Division, Central Division, Eastern Conference, Pacers are currently 22-43. And this game is being made possible by the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever. They are proud partners of the IHSAA. Fourth quarter begins. Offensive possession gives it to Madison Grant in the front court. 42-36 on the dribble. Baseline, thought about a shot there in the corner. What do you do? They get it down low to Sutherland. Ball's loose, picked up by Tipton. Going to be a foul committed by Madison Grant in the backcourt. Grady Carpenter came up with that loose ball underneath the bucket. He tipped it out to Nate Powell. And Nate Powell's going to walk the distance. He's going to shoot the one-and-one at the bonus. So we're going to have a sub check in. He's going to check in right now, I believe. So taking a breather is number 10, Nate Powell. He picked up his fourth foul in the ballgame. In the ballgame for him is 22 Antonio Blackwell. Antonio Blackwell, a 6-foot junior. Nate Powell shot good. He'll earn the second one. One in bonus, 42-37. Madison Grant by five. 7:42 left here in the fourth quarter. Nate Powell, second shot. Rims around, falls off. Where'd he go? Rebound, Sutherland. He'll dish off. Taking a point is Tegan Yeagy. He wears number four. We're going to have top of the circle. Touching the hands briefly to Luger. Cross-court pass is intercepted by Nolan Swan. Swan picks it up. There's a left side ball loose there for just a moment. Nolan Swan picks it up. They'll reset the offense. Swan right there in front of the Blue Devil bench. He'll work his way down. He's in the paint. They'll get the ball back out there to Grady Jackson out top. They'll reset the offense. You know, work it down low, baseline. Nate Powell with the basketball. He'll work his way down. Left-handed off the glass. Spin move, got him open. Nate Powell nearly got a steal in the front court of Madison Grant. He shifted out of bounds. 42-39, 7 minutes straight up left on the game clock. We played a minute here in the fourth. 42-39, Madison Grant by three. They're working left side, Sutherland. Going to call foul. Going to be off the ball. Going to say a holding foul. They'll bring it back in bounds. They're going to whistle a foul on 23, Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll has one. Team foul number three on the Blue Devils here in the second half. We're in the fourth quarter. 6:54 left. Front court of the basketball, Madison Grant. They'll work it down low. He's open. They go off the glass. 2-point bucket good. Chad Harbert. That double team can open somebody else up, and they found him. 44-39, 5-point leader, Madison Grant. Out top, Jackson Money. Behind the arc, Aiden Cole, he gets down low. He gets to Nate Powell, back to Aiden. Working out top to get it back to Nate Powell with the basketball. Rare timing out here at the top of the circle. We're working it right here, working the left side. Grady Carpenter, he'll dribble in. He turns around, Jeffrey will take a floater. Window, rebound, fought for. Jackson Money trying to get it. He'll be picked up right here. Madison Grant, 20. Chad Harbert. He'll take it to the front court. He'll work on the left side with the basketball. That's number 12, Seth Luger. Luger gets the ball back from Sutherland. Behind the arc with the basketball now is Harbert. Inside the arc, he'll work it back out top. Out top, back tail dribble, Cheating Yeagy. He gets some words from Coach Hendrickson right there. He's deep in the front court. He'll dribble in and out. They go in the paint. He'll take a floater off the glass. Got it. Off the glass. 2 points. Bucket is good. 45-39. Take that back. 46-39. A 7-point advantage for Madison Grant. 5:35 left. Foul called, Matthew Graham. Going to be whistled on 23, Patrick Decker. We'll double check that. We'll check that. It's going to be on number 4, Keegan Yeagy. Yeagy picked up number 1. We're going to see Jace Howell back in the game. He's going to play conservatively. Jace Howell, the point guard, he's going to come back in. He's got 4 fouls in the ballgame. That's foul number 8 on Madison Graham. Shooting the bonus right here, Nolan Swan. First shot good. Nolan Swan, he's got the best free throw percentage of anybody on these two rosters. He started this game 91%. Second shot also good. 46-41. 5-point leader are Madison Graham. They'll walk it to the timeline. Jace Howell, point guard. He'll work at left side, Sutherland. Back to Howell. Might have got a hop step in there. They'll work it back around and go to the corner with it. With the basketball is Harbor. Harbor can go baseline, lost the handle, or he fell to the surface. Picked up by Tipton. Going back the other direction, they'll work to try to get it back in to Nate Powell. Put a good defense, knocked it away. That was real good defense by Madison Grant. And I'm speaking of number 12, Seth Luger. Jace Howell going to check out the ballgame. Might be going offense defense here. Coach Josh Hendrickson working that foul situation for Howell. So they're working outside. Nolan Swan back in outside the arc. Aiden Cole looking at the Jackson money. He'll dribble in free throw line to bring it back out. Working it outside the arc there is Grady Carpenter. Carpenter working it, go to the corner. Aiden Cole, he'll work it down inside. Down low, and go off the glass. Got the bucket. Nate Powell, looking at the hesitation right there. Kind of put his defender asleep. Ben move, with power layup, got the bucket. And he'll shoot one. 46-43, 4:48 left. So Howell back in the ballgame, taking a breather. Defensive purposes, taking a breather, is Antonio Blackwell. Howell back in for offensive purposes. First shot ball off the rim. Oh, shot here, getting no good. Rebound, Jackson Money. Another chance for a 4-point play here. Maybe 5. Yes! 5-point play. Nolan Swan, one trip down the floor. Ties the ball game at 46. 4:32 left. Fourth quarter. Sutherland on the dribble. He's going to work it down low. They go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Threads the bucket. 20. Chad Harbor. 2-point leader once again. Argyles by 2. 48-46. 4:12 left. From the corner. 3-point shot. Good. Right corner baseline. Aiden Cole for 3. Outside the arc, Blue Devils, up by 1. Been a long time since they could say that. 49-48, outside the arc, 3-point shot good. Left elbow extended, 3-point shot good by Peyton Sutherland. 51-49, Madison Grant up by 2. On the dribble, left side, Grady Carpenter back to Nolan. He'll take the 3. He'll get the bucket. Nolan Swan is lighting up. 52-51. Blue Devils by 1. 3:25 left. Here in the fourth quarter. Look at the elbow. The drive it down low. And he's kicked out of bounds. Good hands by Grady Carpenter. So Madison Grant going to bring it in on their own baseline. Right of the bucket. 52-51. Blue Devils by 1. 3:21 left in the front court. Going to be inbound. We have a corner with it. 3-point shot in the air. Long. Wouldn't do. A shot taken by Keegan Yeagy. Back to the front court. Blue Devils. Look at this. Aiden Cole. He'll hand off. Nolan Swan will drive. They're working down low. Nate Powell going to get his first shot. Rebound. Hit back. Nate Powell forced his own shot. 54-51. Blue Devils in front. 3:02 left. In the fourth quarter, we do thank you for listening. We're making internet radio broadcast coverage of this education-based athletic contest is being made possible by Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net. ASO has provided internet capability for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Football, basketball, baseball, we thank you for listening. And we thank Robbie Kendall and Audio Sports Online for his cooperation. And we pretty much work year-round. He does a wonderful job, and we are thankful at PutMeInSports. Final poll, Class 2A, IHSAA, Top 13, Associated Press State Rankings. We say in the coaches' poll, I was right. Number 18 in the coaches' poll of all the schools, at number 18, Monroe Central, Golden Bears at 23-0. We'll catch that up in a moment. Ball brought in, Madison Grant to the front court. On the dribble, Jay Tao moves up the right side. Sutherland, he'll work it back to Yagi. Back to Sutherland, he'll dish it back to Jay Tao. He's in the center circle, calling out the play right here. 2:43 left, fourth quarter. Blue Devils by three. Out top, they'll work it to Yagi. So we're going back left side to Howe, back to Yagi. Right side, Sutherland to the corner. He gets the ball back right out of the corner. That was Chad Harbert. Back to Sutherland, out top. To Jay Howe. Bounce pass behind the arc left side to Yagi. Right side, they get it back to Sutherland to finally work inside. In the paint, turnaround jumper. Wouldn't do. Shot taken there by Jeff Luger. Rebound, Blue Devil. 2:10 left. 54-51. On the drive, he'll bring it back out. He gets the Aiden Cole. That was Grady Carpenter. Noah Swan, spin move. He'll dribble it back out to the center circle. Guarding him somewhat closely is Jay Tao. Jay Tao playing with four fouls in the ballgame. 1:52 left. 54-51. Going to hand off, kind of hand off against the Grady Carpenter, says Aiden Cole. Grady Carpenter on the drive. He'll get it back out. Nate Powell. Nate Powell, inside out, plays against the Carpenter. He gets down low, gets outside the paint, and Nate, the dribble in, shot off the mark, when he goes in, down Jackson Money. Jackson Money boards the basketball, minute and a half left in the ballgame. 54-51. Out top of the basketball, way out top, Noah Swan, right out there in front of Coach Fitz Hawkins. They're working back around, outside the arc, right side, Aiden Cole. He's going to pass it right there in front of the Blue Devil bench with the basketball triple threat here, dribble. That's Grady Carpenter. Back to Noah Swan, now back to Grady. 1:04 left. Blue Devil kind of working that basketball, taking some air out of it. They're playing defense right here, tough. They don't want to get that last foul on Chase Howell. It'll be a reach-in foul. Reach-in foul is going to be a double bonus situation. They're going to hit Noah Swan on the foul line. Noah Swan going to shoot the double bonus. 50.9 seconds left. 32-minute clock. Fourth quarter, 54-51. Noah Swan gets the first one. 50.9 left. 55-51. Second shot good. And last foul was on 12, Seth Luger. He also has four in the ballgame. So we're going to right side. We're going to right here, Yagi. Yagi on the dribble. 5-point ball game. Gibson in front. On the dribble, spin move. We get it back to Jay Tao. To the corner, 3-point shot. Might have been deflected. I believe it was deflected right there by Grady Carpenter. It didn't make it to the net. There's going to be a foul call. We're going to see going to the foul stripe once again. Would be Noah Swan, and taking a seat in this ballgame, going to be number 10, Jay Tao. Jay Tao played a tremendous ballgame. Point guard, see what that guy can guard, not probably anyone on the floor. So he'll take a breather in the ballgame for the Madison Grand Argyle. It's going to be number 22, Antonio Blackwell. At the free throw line, Nolan Swan is 56-51, 32.9 left, fourth quarter. Nolan Swan got the first one. He gets some encouragement, some information right there from Grady Carpenter. He gets a bounce pass from the official.
Noah Swan, only Blue Devil on the lane. Today right here for the Madison Grand Argyles. He got the back end also. 58-51. 30 seconds left. In the front court, shot outside the arc. 3-point shot would go for Sutherland. Rebound, Nate Powell. They're going to whistle the foul. They finally do, I should say. 58-51. 21.4 left. Nate Powell is going to go to the foul stripe. He's going to shoot a couple. Double bonus. The foul whistled on number 20, Chad Harbor. He picked up number 4. So Harbor and Luger on the floor. They have 4 each. First shot up and good. Nate Powell's going to get another one. Double bonus. He gets some grabs of the toys right there. Noah Swan, Grady Carpenter, and Aiden Cole. Jacks the money back for defense. Second shot on the way. Got it also. 60-51. 20 seconds left. To the front court. They'll bring it back out. And we're right side to go to the corner. Yegi for 3. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Turnaround jumper. Wouldn't go. That was Seth Luger. Fighting for the board right there. Going to be a jump ball. A rare jump ball in a boys basketball game. That don't happen very often. 60-51, 7.8 seconds left. To be brought in by the Blue Devils. They want the Blue Devils to set down. They will. They did. Left of the bucket. We got some words exchanging right there. Some hand jiving going on. It's a ball game. These are young men. It's all good. That was 22 Antonio Blackwell and Grady Carpenter. Having some words. No big deal. Brought in by Jackson. Or I should say Jackson Money. Getting it strong. Slots to the MCL. Grady Carpenter. And get off the corner to touch the basketball. Final score. Tipton 60. Madison Grant 51. What a ball game. They're across in front of the scores, bitch. They're going to shake hands with one another. And a good ball game here. Should mention. What a ball game. Madison Grant. Tipton Blue Devils. And we'll remind you coming up this next Saturday. The regional will happen at Papel High School. You have to check the listings. I'm not sure of the game time. But the Blue Devils will be there. And we'll have to find out. Alexandria sectional, Western Boone sectional, and Winnemac sectional. Along with the Tipton sectional winner, the Blue Devils. All those sectional winners will meet right there at the regional. We'll play one game in morning and noon. Actually, I'm thinking it's going to be a noon for the first game. And I think 12:30. Well, 12 or 12:30 for the second game. And then the final game will happen that evening. Probably around 7:30. So they're addressing the crowd right now. Public address. Going to present the basketball. And it's all good. And we're not going to cover the post games here, but we will talk to each coach here in just a bit. If you want to stay tuned, you're more than welcome to. We'll try to talk to head coach Josh Hendrickson. Try to talk to him first, see if they'll allow that. He said he would. And we're going to make our way down there right now. But he's going to talk to his players. We're going to wait outside the locker room. And we'll see if he's still interested in talking. And the cheer block has entered the floor. So the jump around, not playing in the music, but they're doing the jump around right now. So Coach Cliff Hawkins captures a sectional title. It's not that he's not done that before, but Coach Cliff Hawkins is right here. Tipton Blue Devil basketball coach getting hugged all around by his assistant coach. Final score 60-51. Blue Devils. They're going to make their way to LaPel. They've been there before. Been a little bit. I don't know how long a little bit is, but they were there
And then you see the final game one night, they played Oak Hill. Oak Hill. What a team. They were skying. Them guys were tall. Put me in sports with them. Had a nice, fun time. And we'll mention Oak Hill went on. And I believe they won the state that year. So it's not so bad when you get put out by the eventual state winner.
Hey, we're right now. We're back, and I'm going to talk to Josh Hendrickson. First year coach, passing day coach. Your team played tremendously. I got to mention first half. Did you miss a free throw in the first half?
No, I believe we were 8 of 8. You know, pretty still high in the first half. The problem is we didn't miss any in the second half either, because that's how we didn't get there.
So while your guys gelled, they played together. It looked like they grew up playing together.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of been this group from day one. Obviously, they've gotten better throughout the season. But, you know, tonight was, I feel like, a little bit of a culmination of what we had been preparing for all season. It's a group that really likes to share the basketball. They know where their teammates are when they're open and what they can do. So, you know, it makes it a fun group to coach, that's for sure.
And Jay Powell, he absolutely moves the ball around. He runs your offense.
Yeah, you know, he's a coach of dreams. He's almost like a coach on the floor for him. You know, anything we've ever asked of Jace on both ends of the floor, he really does a good job getting it done.
He moves the ball around well. You know, Luger gets inside. I tell what, Sutherland, he gets hot. He is hot.
Yeah, he's the type of player that can put points up in a hurry. I mean, you know, he can be finessing offense. I know, you know, even like last night against Eastbrook, there's a stretch where I think he put up 8 points in a little over a minute. So he's the type of guy that can really get our offense going.
And Antonio Blackwell, he's a good guy to come off the bench.
You know, and he's a guy that we'll definitely expect big minutes from next year. And, you know, what he can do athletically and his length, his strength, he does a great job defending. And I feel like he's one of those guys who can defend all five positions.
If you will, Tegan Yagi and Xavier Yagi, what's the combination?
They're brothers, freshman, sophomore. So, you know, Tegan, obviously, a guy that we're going to expect a lot of out next year. And Xavier's one that's up and coming. And I feel like he's going to be a mainstay for Madison Grant basketball in the near future.
I tell you what, do you have some of these guys go to play spring sports?
Yeah, most of them play spring sports. A lot of baseball players.
I think Brian Trovic, he's got to be a good man for you, isn't he?
Yeah. You know, I couldn't ask for anything more out of an athletic director than what he's done.
Coach, I couldn't ask for any more than you've been saying to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for being here.
That is Coach Josh Hendrickson. He's a little bit downhearted. You know he is. He spoke very well about his Madison Grant Argyles. He'll be back. He's a first-year coach. He's going to be a good one. Let's see if we can have a conversation here with Coach Sipoff. He's in a conversation right now. So we'll see if he's got a minute here. They're cutting some nets down. Nolan Swan up on the ladder. He's cutting the bottom portion. He's probably the beginning stages right there. So Nolan Swan going to cut some twine. Tipton's going to advance to next week. They're going to play at LaPel. Not a long journey to go to LaPel High School. That is a nice gymnasium. Has seating capabilities, four sides. Well, Coach Hawkins is going to be back in just a moment. He's going to speak a couple of words with someone else. He's going to talk to your assistant coach there. Yes, Mr. Weddle. Mr. Weddle there, you remember him from Marion. He hit that shot at the buzzer, beat Marion Giant. I say, what, Coach Hawkins? You knew what you were doing, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, this wasn't a game that we could win early because we want to give Madison Grant a lot of credit for their determination, their heart, and all of their players, I thought, played at their level or above. In other words, they had nothing to be ashamed of because their players played a great game. I think the Howe kid is really a credit to basketball, the way he goes about his business. But on the other end, let's give our credit to, you know, Nick Powell put us on his back for three quarters and kept us in the game when we were, you know, we were down 11. And for him to carry us, you know, you just got to keep going and going and going. And then eventually, when you hit a couple cracks, you know, Swan hit those shots, he hit his free throws, it was amazing.
It sure was. I tell you what, Swan, they were 91% at the strike. Better percentage than anybody in the whole gym. Anybody.
Well, and Nolan, the whole thing with Nolan is he thinks he's going to make them. You know, and he, like he knew right there, going to have a sectional championship as a sophomore. You know, and Grady knew sectional championship as a freshman. And I told them, though, even though there'd be some fatigue, they would find themselves the energy they had to have going down the stretch, and they did.
They sure did. I tell you what, next week, you're going to be at LaPel. Will that be the 10 o'clock or the 12 o'clock?
I think it's 10 o'clock. Better check, though, but I'm pretty sure it's 10.
Do you know who the opponent will be? Monroe Central did win.
We'll tell you who it is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other bracket has, like, a cast and somebody in it. Yeah.
Come on, you'll practice all week, you'll give them your best, and you'll try to come out of there with a victory.
Well, you get an additional week here now, you know, and you're no longer playing against the 100 people in your class. You're now playing against 16, and we're one of the 16. And on top of that, we're only playing one opponent on Saturday morning. That's the only game right now. Now, we have to play that night, but the bottom line is you're now in a position, you're one of 16. Now where do you want to go? And I think that'll be, we've got a lot of things we can improve upon before next Saturday, but what a, you know, it's kind of funny how you find energy in the fourth quarter of a game. For our coaches, we find energy now to keep going because I want to compliment our coaching staff and our managers and our all of our players that assisted with getting this done. So we're really excited about this, AJ, and we really do appreciate everything you've done for us this year.
You're very welcome. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. And we'll go to work, and we got to talk this week. We'll talk.
Talk to you next Saturday.
That'll be great.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
So we're going to bow out of here right now. And no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.